Hey, what up, Grinsters? This is your boy, Stevie. First of all, I want to thank y'all for sticking around, hanging out. To say I've been bad about being regular when it comes to putting up these podcasts would be an understatement. I mean, I know, as we all know, life gets in the way. Things get kind of nuts sometimes, but hey, I'm back, at least for right now. You know how that goes. But things are going good. I hope things are going well for y'all. It's I don't think it's officially winter yet, but daggone, it's close enough. And as you know, I'm a springtime, summertime kind of dude. I like the summertime a little bit better. I like being out, like when it's warm. I like when I can just take a walk and just chill. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, that's all beside the point. Basically, that's just me coming up with a whole bunch of silly excuses as to why I haven't been doing what I should have been doing, which is sticking with it, doing the podcast like I should. Anyway, I'm here. Can't change the past, so let's just go with what we got right now. So yesterday, I was doing some Christmas shopping. I was out and about and went to Charleston, hanging out, and just stupid luck. You know, it just kind of happened. I was doing some shopping, having to be driving through a place, and I looked over and I saw this shop said CBD. I was like, you know what? I like CBD. You know, so I said, hey, I'm going to go check this place out. And I'm glad I did. I really am. If you're in Charleston, check this place out. It is Cap City CBD Plus. A solid, rock solid folks working there. Talked a little bit about them. Talked a little bit with them. Didn't get a chance to talk as much turkey as I wanted to because, you know, schedule was getting in the way. You know how that goes. But anyway, went there, dug the people, dug the product, dug a lot of stuff, you know, the setup of the shop. I was just really impressed. But when I was there, hey, what up, Pooch? Yeah, as you guys know, it wouldn't be a Stevie Grins podcast without my pooches and my animals chilling. So, when I was there, I was talking about what kind of wares and goods I was wanting to sample. And the man working there, Barry, just said, hey, you got to try this. He said, this is the, I want to say, 2019 Cannabis Cup winner for, CBD flower. And I may get that title wrong, but it is a little bit of something called Sweet Diesel. And I smelled it, and oh my good. I wish we had like little smell receptors. I know. See, he's all excited about it too. Anyway, I wish we had little smell receptors for you guys listening because this stuff, oh man, you can, I want a cologne of this stuff. This stuff smells so good. And so after taking the sniff check, I'm like, I got to try it. So I went ahead. I have stuff ready now. I'm going to go ahead, do what I normally do, you know, just take care of a little bit of business here, then come back with my reactions and let you guys know what I think about all this stuff. Right now, given the smell, given the, the little bit I heard about it, you know, I am optimistic. Again, big shout out to Captown CBD Plus or Cap City CBD Plus. Up in Charleston. Solid folks. If you're in the area, check them out. So, I'm going to take care of some business here. Probably have you guys listen to a quick commercial. You know how that is. Got to pay those bills. Got to get that money. And, well, actually, I don't get the money, but, you know, less than how much money I lose on this stuff, you know. Anyway, go ahead. I want y'all to chill for a little bit. I'm going to be chilling, and then I'm going to come right back with my reactions to this stuff. And, you know, so let's see how it goes. Y'all enjoy it. Take five, and I'll see y'all in just a little bit. And I am back. Oh, my goodness. My man Barry up at Cap City CBD did not steer me wrong on this one. This stuff is some good stuff. But let me, instead of just saying, hey, it's good, it's real good, you know, but it is. But let me go ahead and let me just get back to the notes, you know, how I like to have some random, and not random, but some key points I like to use as points of comparison. Let me go ahead and get into this. Now, first, let's go ahead and look at, you know, the taste. And the taste, it first thing that hit me is like this coolness that comes along. It's like a, it's not mentholated. It's not a menthol. It doesn't taste like menthol, but it has that same kind of coolness when it hits your throat that menthol does. And, you know, hey, that was very pleasurable. I'm normally not a huge fan of menthol. But, you know, that was that coolness I really liked. It had a little touch of pine to it. Some earthiness and some, it was good. It was one of those I did not want any to go to waste. I was taking every last little bit I could of that stuff. As far as like the instant feeling goes, instant, like just relaxation. Just instantly, you know, it's one of those things where you're just like, oh, okay, yeah, all is right with the world right now. It's, yeah, this is going to be good. Not tired so much, but just like, you know, a nice little, like a nice little groove and relaxation going on. And it's good stuff. I mean, it was almost like, it didn't wait around. It just came right up, you know, as soon as it started, it was like, okay, here I am, you know, I'll be your friend for a little bit and we're going to enjoy this. And you know what? I do. It's good stuff. Very, very good stuff. Chiller versus doer. You know what? I've been having a hard time with this category in general. I know that, you know, some you know terpene profiles discuss this is has more for relaxation, this has more for energy, and you know I don't doubt that this is definitely has relaxation, but you know I don't like the whole chiller versus doer. I don't like the mutual exclusivity of that. I had to rework that because you know what, you can be calm, you can be chill and still do stuff. This, you know, I don't want people to think this is all just, oh, this is what you're going to take if you just want to sit on the couch, or this is what it take if you want to go run a marathon. Hey, why not? You do you. You do what you want. And some people like to be, you know, mellowed out when they're doing stuff. You know, and that's great. You know, I think we should go about it. And that's the way this is. I mean, this is very calming. But hey, if I were the type to, I'm not into world domination. You know that thing. You know that, me well enough to know about that. Hello, I just got all sorts of doggy love today. He's up on my porch or up on my lap, just chilling, wanting to just, you know, hang out with his head on my shoulder. Anyway, where was I? Okay, you know, but this is, yeah, if I were, I'm not the type to go into world domination, but if I was, why not have some sweet diesel with me? You know, be all relaxed when I'm doing it. But it's good stuff. You can go out, do what you need to do, and just have a nice relaxing time there. Musical pairing, I have a hard time with this because, you know, it's obviously very subjective. But, you know, once I started, like, you know, chilling with it and, you know, having fun, I started thinking about, I'ma Swing It by House of Pain, but not the whole song, just the, like, the bass line, especially at the beginning, that boom, 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 that kind of stuff. So yeah, it was good stuff. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I like it. Now the question: if it were a milkshake, how many boys would it bring to the yard? And, you know, I'm going to go for a strong 9.5 on this. I think, I'm almost positive that's the highest I've ever gone, because I always like to leave some room there. But this is really good stuff. This is close to knocking my socks off good. I mean, that good. My socks are loose. They're, you know, they're almost knocking my socks off. Really good stuff. So, get out there, try some of this stuff, and it's good. And if you happen to be in Charleston, you know, check out Cap City CBD. They, you know, they have a lot of good stuff there. I like it. Anyway, Next episode, I have some cookie dough. That strain by Pharma CBD. I'm gonna give that a shot, see what it's all about. Have fun and be safe. And as you guys know, I haven't done it in a while, but I like ending it with just a random Oscar Wilde quote. So I'm gonna go for this very simple one. I may have even said it before, but it's one of his classics. It's one of those, but you know, be yourself because everyone else is already taken. And you know that's right, Oscar Wilde. So again, one last thing, you know, a huge props. I was talking about the new intro and outro music that we are working on. I know I said I'd have it by now. It's still, you know, still being fine-tuned. But rest assured, it is coming. Hey, so y'all be safe. And, you know, what you're celebrating this time of year, you celebrate it. You have fun doing that. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. You know, whatever you're celebrating. Diwali, I think, is this time of year. And seemed like someone told, like I was thinking Ramadan was in the summer, but if it's this time of year, whatever it is this time of year that you're celebrating, you celebrate it. You know, me, I'm a Christmas dude. So, Merry Christmas to y'all. So anyway, y'all have a great time. Be safe, be good to one another. And as always, you know, Stevie out.